Chinese President Xi Jinping's called on the international community to work together to foster a community for man and nature with unprecedented ambition and action. The Chinese president made the remarks while addressing the Leaders' Summit on Climate via video link from Beijing. He's called for following the innate laws of the ecosystem and properly balancing all elements and aspects of nature.
Climate change has posed severe challenges to human survival and development. The international community needs to jointly build a community of life for man and nature. First, we must be committed to harmony between man and nature. Mother Nature has nourished us, and we must treat nature as our root, respect it, and protect it.
The Chinese president says China welcomes the United States' return to the multilateral climate governance process and looks forward to working with the international community to jointly advance global environmental governance. Xi Jinping also reaffirmed China's commitment to overcoming climate change, saying that China will strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. U.S. President Joe Biden's recommitted his country to global efforts to address climate change. He announced the United States' pledge at a virtual climate summit, committing to cutting in half the amount of climate-wrecking coal and petroleum fumes that is pumping out. The U.S. committed to cutting fossil fuel emissions up to 52% by 2030, doubling the country's previous effort. The new target also comes after 4 years of rolling back environmental policy under former President Donald Trump. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country advocates international cooperation to fight against global climate change. The Russian president made the remarks at the Leaders' Summit on Climate. Putin says Russia is fulfilling its international obligations regarding the implementation of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Kyoto Protocol, and the Paris Agreement. He called for all interested countries to join efforts in scientific research and to invest together in important climate projects. The Russian leader also stressed that global development should not only be green, but also sustainable and inclusive. Chinese authorities have expressed firm opposition to the passing of the Strategic Competition Act of 2021 by the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. A spokesperson from China's top legislature says the bill is full of Cold War mentality and ideological bias and wantonly attacks China's development strategies. The spokesman says the bill is neither in line with the trend of the times nor conducive to promoting peace, stability, and development of the world. He says that China's always called for developing a China-U.S. relationship without conflict or confrontation based on mutual respect and win-win cooperation. Chinese courts will step up judicial work to facilitate the country's anti-monopoly drive. A plan on judicial protection for intellectual property rights issued yesterday lists key jobs on judicial protection over the next 5 years. It says courts will strengthen work on monopoly and unfair competition cases, and judicial interpretations will be issued to help curb monopolistic conduct and unfair competition. The International Olympic Committee has announced that it'll cooperate with 5 international sports federations and game publishers to host the Olympic Virtual Series, which will be the first virtual event ever to be licensed for the Olympic Games. The event will be held before the Tokyo Olympics from May 13th to June 23rd. The competition includes baseball, cycling, rowing, sailing, and motorsports. It allows esports fans around the world to compete from home or at their training facilities.